Yo, we back with another segment, man. You feel me? And today's segment is going to be strictly based upon the white man struggling with masculinity. I can't get enough of this topic, bro, because it's very much so a case that was well needed and still needs to be studied, bro. You feel me? But it's something to build off of. But listen, though. I just sent the video of Candace Owens having some conversation with some, they said his name was Rabbi something. Who knows? Who cares? Moral of the story, what I got from the interview, he ain't know what he was talking about. He couldn't construct no type of logical theory behind anything he was trying to stand for, which brought him to a conclusion where the white man just struggled with masculinity. Words hurt them niggas, bro. Words hurt the white man. Truth hurt the white man. He can't handle the truth. He can't handle certain words. That's how I know y'all ain't the real people of the Bible. Because just think about it. The real people of the Bible had to go through some atrocities. And white people, y'all ain't even built for atrocity, bro. Y'all would nowhere near be able to handle anything the black race or any of the Israelite, the real Jews, had to go through, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all don't even deal with the curses. The Bible clearly says that by the Israelites and the Jews being the chosen people, they sinned against the Holy God, which sent them into captivity. White people, y'all whole character and lifestyle does not align with the Israelites. We can read now. The truth is here. We know the truth. Why is the white man having a hard time admitting the truth? Because I just told y'all this is what this whole situation is about. The white man struggled with masculinity. He can't handle the truth. He can't handle what lies ahead for his entire race. So he had to lie to his race to get their self-esteem to a certain point where they feel like they're better than people. But they're not. And the white man ain't the only one that struggled with masculinity. That Arab man struggled with masculinity. The Ashkenazi struggled with masculinity. That Chinese man, that Japanese man, and that Korean man. Them niggas struggle with masculinity, bro. That's why they have to feel the need to be in power. Just look at a lot of these countries' power structure and how they got everything set up. You would be like, bro, you niggas is, who is in charge of here? Oh, okay, it makes sense, because you lack masculinity, bro. You struggle with it, bro. You feel me? You have an issue with being a real man. So what else would it, when a man have an issue with being a real man, he want to control. Control, control, control. They be control freaks. Real men don't want to be controlled. Think about the Most High. The Most High is the G-O-D. He's the God of the universe, where he created everything in existence. And he's not controlling, bro. You feel what I'm saying? He's not out here trying to control people and have you do that. All right, you don't want to do it. All right, you're going to get judged. I'm not about to be out here as a real man trying to control billions of people. I don't have time to do that. But you know who do got time? That white man, them Ashkenazi niggas, some of them African niggas, them Arab niggas, Chinese niggas, Japanese niggas. You're wasting time in life trying to hurt people, bro, and control people. Oppress people, keep your people down. I'm not saying they oppress people. I'm talking about us, the Israelites. You feel what I'm saying? Like, these people is miserable. They don't have nothing to do. But they get a kick and a self-esteem boost when they got their foot on people's neck. You feel me? You got to think about just from a jealous perspective of the first Israelites. Because you got to think about how all these people got here. Let's go to the Arab man. He came from what? Abraham having sex with his maidservant. No, that wasn't in God's will, because he was already married and God already gave him a promise that he was, and that was going to later on be Isaac. So Ishmael was brought into this world in vain. You're not the chosen. So that's where the Arab nation descend from, Ishmael, which is the son that was brought into this world in vain, bro. You feel me? So think about when they had to leave the city where their father was at. So you got a father's child out here because he was brought in vain, dealing with life because of sin. Having an animosity against his father, chose his kids, other kids. You feel what I'm saying? You got to understand the jealous streak behind it and where it stemmed from. from them people. All right, let's go next. Where the Chinese man come from? Okay, remember when Lot was in Sodom and Gomorrah and the Most High Abraham begged with the Most High to save Lot, and he sent the angels and they got Lot and his family, and Lot wife turned back because she ain't want to leave and got turned to a pillar of salt, and it was just Lot and his daughters concocted this evil plan to get their father drunk to have sex with him, and they did that, and guess what? The Chinese man came. Japanese and the Korean man was brought into this world through what? Vain sin, dog. That wasn't in God's will for them to do that. That was his daughters. That was a sick situation. But now with that sick situation brought some little lives in this world who end up being our enemies and ops. Why? Because they probably had to vanish. You got to think about their life when they was brought into the world. The jealous standpoint that they was looking at the children of Israel, dog. You feel what I'm saying? Just sitting back watching them, like, but not knowing that, damn, we was brought into this world in vain. You feel what I'm saying? All right, we got them out the way. We got the Arabs and the Chinese out the way. Then you got the white man. Where he come from? He came from Isaac. He was Jacob's brother. The white man was tied in with the black race. He just looked it funny. He was a funny looking black person. But he didn't care about his black past, his nigga past. He didn't think about his family. He didn't think about, dang, I do look funny, but I'm still a part of the family. You feel me? Because I have the birthright to prove that I'm a part of the family. No, this white man didn't care. I don't care about being black. Just like he is to this day. He think he better than black people. He don't care about being black. Most High granted his wishes, man. You feel me? You ain't a part of the family. It's over with. You feel me? These people struggle with masculinity, man. Just look at who they are and how did they come to this world. And the first people that was here, because that played a part in all this, bro. Because all these people is just descendants from those people, bro. So that means they still carry them people, the first people mindsets. Y'all understand what's going on. Understand this story is all about being black. This story is all about being God's chosen. This story is about us having a God, and other people don't have their God, bro. And they jealous, bro. You feel me? I seen the dude, one of these Jewish niggas said, we jealous of them. We ain't jealous. We don't give a flying F about y'all. What we do care about is y'all stealing our integrity, stealing our heritage, man, stealing our identity, man. They're lying to us. You feel me? And us finding the truth out, and then y'all need to steal lying because y'all know. Your power is over with, man. Once the world realized, and the world is waking up, but when your enemies wake up and realize, oh, you niggas some liars, they gonna step on y'all. It just is what it is, cuz. You feel me? Cuz they gonna realize, oh, y'all really ain't, y'all lied to us. We all deceived us all. But some of them niggas know the truth. You feel me? They just really, like, oh, that the cat's out the hat, bro. It's like, it's over with, bro. There's no reason for us to keep playing along with this story. I'm talking about, like, the niggas in the UN nation, other countries, the rulerships, nigga, and people in position of power. Like, nigga, they looking at it like, bro, there's no reason for us to keep playing along with this story. Y'all not the real people, dog. Y'all just been finessing everybody because y'all had the stronger military power. You feel me? Y'all stepping on niggas that wasn't in here and comply with y'all agenda. You feel me? But now niggas that woke up, they got stronger throughout these years. They got richer. You got to think about it. Look at them Arab niggas. Them niggas that got rich over time with oil and shit like that, man. How you think they built Dubai? All this gold and shit them niggas just stole and stuff like that, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all niggas don't know what's going on out here, but I do, though. You feel me? I know what this shit is about. This shit is about military power, bro. The military structure, the evil that's behind that shit, man. That destroyed the world, bro. You feel me? And it just is what it is, bro. You feel me? These people in position of power, and they horrible people. So we need our king, which is the Christ, to come back and smoke these niggas so we can rule again. Because these niggas can't rule properly. We're in oppression. We being oppressed. We shouldn't be oppressed. We should be the ones ruling the government. Because we know how to rule the world in righteousness, man. Ain't going to be no oppression. You feel me? You, it's gonna be, it is what it is, nigga. Following God's laws, statutes, and commandments. And we don't wanna deal with it, gonna get dealt with. And that's just how it's gonna be. And that's how it needs to be on this planet. These people are horrible people, bro. You going to be Man, this is horrible, bro. You can only see where we're going towards the future. This is how you know the world is not going to last long, because it can't last long. Because look at what the plots and the scheme be behind a lot of things that's going on in this world. You be like, you people should be ashamed of yourself, man. You feel me? But it's all good. Y'all gonna get stepped on. That's the beauty of the whole thing, bro. This whole story, that's the beauty. And that's where the hope come into play. Because you like, you see the world, how wicked and evil it is. You see how these lying-ass people in a position of power, how horrible they is at running things, how they oppress my people, lie to my people, feed my people bad fruit to destroy my people. When you know the end of the story, like, the Christ is going to come back and step on these niggas, which is well-deserved because y'all horrible. And the Christ is going to establish a kingdom where I am going to rule. I'm going to be a part of that kingdom. I have the opportunity to be a part of that kingdom, to get a glorified body and be a God and run the universe with supernatural powers, nigga. Superhero status, nigga. Niggas ain't going to be able to do nothing with me. And I get glory out of that, bro. It's hope at the end of the tunnel. I'm like, okay. Something to be glad and grateful for, have joy for, you feel me? And rejoice when I see these structures and these kingdoms just crumble before my eyes. You dig what I'm saying, man? Yeah, man, you feel me, though? I know I just went left field throughout this whole segment, but the initial topic was really, and the motive was behind, nigga, the crackers, man. Them niggas deal, they struggle with masculinity, man. So going forward, we have to understand that, like, these niggas struggle with masculinity. These niggas really suffer. That's why they come with what? Laws, rules, nigga, words, putting isms behind stuff. Oh, you anti-Semitism. Why? Because you, it's the truth? Yeah, because they can't handle the truth. They love feelings be hurt. The white man a wimp for real. He just got power, bruh. Because how he got that power? Because of military, bruh. They did evil and wickedry behind closed doors. That's how them niggas got power. But they didn't mask that shit and hid behind so many. The white race didn't hid and mask behind that shit for so many years. Had us thinking these niggas is big bad wolves and shit like that. These niggas really soft for real. That's why they got to do that. Look at the black man. He ain't got to do that. Why? You think the black man ain't got to do that? Because the black man don't struggle with masculinity. You feel me? And the white man be trying to put his insecurities off. Oh, just look at the white man. He's a pervert. Look at all these things going on in the world. This nigga could change man to woman surgery. He's a pervert, nigga. You feel niggas just certified pervert, cuz. You dig what I'm saying? Cuz he struggled with masculinity. Just look at the laws he passed for the fruity shit. You feel me? Why? Cuz the nigga struggled with masculinity, man. He wanted society like that, bro, because he wanted to see men weak because he struggled with masculinity. And long as he looking like he's more masculine, he cool with that. Y'all got to understand the crafty counsel and the plots and scheme behind these evil and wicked people. And stop it, or just stop supporting it. That's all you got to do. And that's how you destroy anything white people got going on in the world. Don't support it, bro. You feel me? They don't have no power when you don't support it. You dig what I'm saying? And that's what the point they gotta get to, because they ain't do right, bro. Y'all had so many times to do that. That's why people liked it, Trump in office, because even though Trump the white man, he the enemy because he white. You know what I'm saying? That's just what the Most High told us. Like, the white race is our enemy. But even though Trump was a white man, he did right, bro, in certain cases, bro. You feel me? He gave a nigga a check. Couple of checks, too. Nigga got hit. He hit me off of $1,500. I'll never forget that. Because people be like, man, he was supposed to do that. He was not supposed to do that, nigga. He did not have to give niggas no money. That helped me out in life. I ain't even gonna lie. You feel what I'm saying? You niggas want to get nigga $20. But I'm not taking up for nothing the white race doing, though. More of the story, I'm just saying. The white man, when you in a position of power, you're supposed to do right, man. You feel me? It just is what it is. Just being who you is. And the white man can't do that. And when you is a white man that can do that, you will get praised, bro. Just like how Trump is. That's why niggas praise Trump, because he did right when he was in position of power, man. You feel me? Being an enemy, knowing our history, you feel me? Like, y'all niggas better wake up, man. Understand who the enemy is. We got to know them niggas, man. Just like how they know us, we got to know them. You feel me? And just, this is until the next segment, man. You feel me? We back potting because I created it, man. You feel me? I got to start where I finish, gang.